A number of years ago, the Flying Walinda family suffered a tragedy. The patriarch of the family, Carl, made a mistake, and one of the family members fell to their death. For a while, Carl toured the South all alone, carrying his tightrope with him, and walking the wire for anyone who came to watch. He would set up his tightrope outside the city limits. As the crowd gathered, he would ask them if they believed he could walk the rope 30 feet in the air. Well, everybody nodded their heads and said, "Yes, I'm sure you could do it." So Carl did it. He walked back and forth on the tightrope. Then he reached down and he got his bicycle. Held up the bicycle and said, "Do you think I can ride the bicycle across the tightrope?" Everybody said, "Yes, I know you can. You can do it, Carl." And then Carl looked down at the group and said, "Okay, if you're so sure, anybody want to ride on the handlebars?" No one ever volunteered. To ride on the handlebars would be faith. How many of us have the faith to ride on God's handlebars? So why is faith so hard? Is it because we've been let down so much? Actually, no. Studies show that people who pray say that their prayers are answered. Or at least the concept of what they're praying for has come about. Prayer works. People know it works. I never would have gotten through the seminary without praying, I assure you. With every test, every evaluation, every ordination, there were prayers, there were more prayers. My knees had little blisters on them. And I made it. I had gotten results. By the time of my first Mass, I thought I was the paragon of faithfulness. I had shined my shoes and polished my halo to a fine sheen. I had accomplished faith. I did it my way. Frank Sinatra investments. As I stood before my family and friends at my first Mass, I said to myself, "Look at those losers. Not a shred of faith out there. But look at me, Father faithful." I remember standing at the altar and lifting up the bread and wine and saying to myself, "What faith I have. Aren't you proud of me, Lord Jesus?" Then I heard an answer. The answer was crushing. The answer was, "Tom, you have almost no faith in me at all. Yet, my brother, I have complete faith in you." Later, as I was giving out communion, I heard the clear thought, "Look for me everywhere and in everyone. I am with you always." Now, you've never heard this from the pulpit, but Jesus can be irritating. He talks about faith very confidently. "O ye of little faith," he says. "Have faith, Peter, and walk on the water like I walk on the water. Were you to have the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains." "I can barely move the pile of papers on my desk." Yet as I think of my failures in faith and organization, I recognize that I habitually think of my appendix out. Cheryl hugged him and said, "No, we won't, Doc." I don't have any money, and I don't have any insurance. The doc stepped back. Oh, okay, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to pray. For a year, this last year, she's been praying, and her appendicitis is healed. Isn't that something? Yes. Now, of course, the continuous kindness and vitality that comes from Cheryl are the foundation of appendix healing faith. It wasn't just that one moment or all those little moments. But there's something more. With Cheryl in the room, you never feel alone. Her message is, you've always got a friend in me. That's the same kind of thing that Jesus might have said himself. O ye of abundant faith, Cheryl, Scotty, Barbara, Karen, O ye of abundant faith, I'm with you, praying always, holding you and keeping you. Then there's my friend Roger Bloom. He's a retired airline pilot. Roger flew for 35 years, but occasionally had bouts of anxiety. One evening his anxiety was particularly intense, so he read over John 14 through 16. That was Edgar Casey's scripture. He said, read that as if Jesus is talking directly to you. So he read that scripture hundreds of times, alone in the hotel room until he finally fell asleep. In that scripture, Jesus tells us that we need only ask and it shall be granted. The next morning, Roger awoke completely calm, eager to begin the day. Whatever the day asked of him, he thought, he could deliver. He got into his DC-10 with his captain and navigator and a bunch of passengers. Roger took the plane off. Just 50 feet into the air, the right engine caught fire and conked out. Roger immediately intervened to keep the plane from crashing. And working with the captain and engineer brought the plane around to a safe landing. Says Roger, I had to do everything right in a few seconds, to keep the plane from crashing. 50 feet is pretty low for something to happen. I could not have done it alone. A presence cleared my mind and guided my hands and feet. The way Roger interprets this incident is that his anxiety was the result of too much loneliness. And by reading the scripture over and over, he wore away his resistance to God helping him. In the morning, he was willing to let God help him fly the distressed plane. Now, most often, we treat God as the one with all the resistance. We knock and 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 we look at our watch and we knock and we knock and we knock. And we say, open up. I think it's actually the other way around. God is knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking. And telling us, asking us, begging us, pleading with us, open up. Let me in. Let me help you. Loneliness makes everything worse. Isolation is a killer. Faith makes everything better. Hopefully this Thanksgiving you were not alone. Maybe it wasn't the Norman Rockwell Thanksgiving, with the family beaming up at Mama and the turkey. But it was a time with others. And if you prayed or were simply still for a few seconds, you may have sensed the presence of love at your table. As Jesus said to Cheryl and Roger, and to us he says today, O ye of abundant faith, I am with you always, even unto the end of time. That's the faith that Jesus has in us. Close your eyes, put your feet on the ground, open your heart, your mind. And allow God to be within you now. God in your heart, God in your mind, God in your soul. Always love there. Love, interest, curiosity, tenderness, kindness, sweetness. You are the one full of faith. Often that faith is undiscovered, unnoticed. But if we are still a moment, or several moments, we will feel that faith arise in us, to shine out from us like golden light. And now settle into that faith, the faith you have in love, the faith you have in presence, the faith you have in your holy self. Bless you. Now in the silence, take hands with those beside you. And out of this silence, out of this peace of your heart and your soul, let us sing these words of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Give a little squeeze. Come back into the room.